Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, welcome to the show. Sorry for the delay there. Let's see, we have about 6 callers, so I think there should be enough time today for each person. First off, I want to start by saying that today we are doing psychic mini crystal ball readings. I've listed my website. It's on the Wix site, and I have also listed the Facebook page where you can reach me at if you're looking for a private reading or if you're looking for, like, free mini readings with the cards. I post that sometimes on the Facebook page. Okay. The Facebook page is Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. I also call it EPR sometimes. And I also go by Goldie the Psychic or Goldie Batiste. So my real name is Christiana. And the best way to contact me is through Facebook. I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I have always been intuitive and perceptive since I was a small child. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again. I'm so glad to have you all here. Please, when you call in, only ask one question. I ask that you don't ask anything medical or legal. This show is for entertainment purposes only. I aim to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint. And again, I'm providing crystal ball readings. I ask that you first allow me to provide the reading for you with the crystal ball, and then after I do so, ask your question after I give you the reading. I would likely spend a good, it really depends on how much time I spend per person, but while I am a psychic, I am also a witch who practices folk magic. I'm also adept at healing hands, which is like Reiki. I provide spells, readings, life coaching, healing hands, and can perform all of this long distance. Even healing hands can be performed long distance with the use of a doll, where I do the clearing and balancing on the doll, and you'll feel the sensations in your body, but only with your permission, of course. So if you're interested in any of that, any of the above, please call in or contact me privately. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to go to the first caller. Two area code.
Yes, hi, hello. My name is Bryn, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, Bryn. Are you looking for a crystal ball reading?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll try it out.
Okay. So I'll just look first, and then you can ask your question.
Okay.
And I look for a symbol. Wait a minute, 1 second. Okay, I saw what appeared to be a dragon. So that I'm thinking that means that you need to look into the symbolism and the totem of the dragon.
Mm.
Like, I usually go to Google for that.
Yeah.
But the dragon is typically really fierce, but I also believe that they're loving and have, like, a heart of gold. So you could learn anything from the dragon, right? The dragon. definitely would be to tap into your, like, your heart of gold, and to be fierce when needed, or when you decide that it's time for that. I'm also seeing in my mind's eye, like, breathing fire. So does that have any special significance to you?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, it's interesting to say that, because years ago, I think it was like a reader told me, somebody told me I had a dragon energy in me, like a dragon. It's kind of like, and I don't know how that comes about, but there's kind of like a dragon type of, I want to say, archetype or kind of energy. And so when you said that, it kind of reminded me of that. It was about, I'd say, 3 or 4 years ago I heard that. And it's funny when, and it feels like it's awakening in me again, the dragon, because I've been feeling, you know, some interesting dreams. And then, like, the other day I felt really opening up, like really kind of widening my perceptions. And today I kind of felt nauseous, but I think it was because I opened up so wide, it brings up stuff that's been lodged in the body, you know, to come out.
Yeah.
And so I feel the dragon is very pertinent to what might be going on, also to what I heard 3 or 4 years ago. So.
Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah,
that's really neat.
You see that.
Do you have any questions for me today?
Yeah, I have a question.
That I can look into in the cards?
Yeah. On June 14th until around close to the end of July, I'm in New York City, and I'm going to be doing some house sitting with a cat, you know, so cat house sitting, you know, somebody's house has a cat, so I'm going to be sitting in the house with the cat, taking care of the cat in Encinitas, E-N-C-I-N, Encinitas, California, on the coast, the West Coast. So I'm going to the East Coast to the West Coast, and I've worked for these people before when they were in Los Angeles, and now they called me and they moved to Encinitas. So my question is, I want to know how my trip will be for me. I look forward to going to the beach and walking and running on the beach and just getting that energy in me from being in New York City for so long.
Okay, and you said, where is this place again? California?
Yeah, I'll spell that. N-E-N-C-I-N, so Encinitas, 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 California. Encinitas,
okay.
California.
All right, 1 second while I shuffle the cards.
All
right. Okay. Okay, so today I'm using the Garden Dragon. Could it be a coincidence? I don't know. I'm using the Garden Dragon cards. And they're kind of funny. They're for kids, but... they still help me tap in, so that worked. The first one I got is the zucchini dragon, and it's telling you to diversify. So I'm just seeing, like, or hearing, like, a variety of different things that you could do out there to explore.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what exactly. I'm not seeing anything specific there, but they're basically just saying, you know, be diverse in what you do. Don't just stick with one thing, you know, really explore.
Right, for variety in the environment,
yeah. The second one is the pumpkin dragon, and this is talking about mystery.
Hmm.
So... Maybe that's why I'm not getting too much specific, because it's supposed to be like a mystery as things unfold
to know when I get there.
Yeah, and they're asking you to, I got the carrot dragon, and they're asking you to observe. So I'm thinking this is more on a spiritual level. The mystery will unfold to you, and they want you to observe what happens.
Maybe like he was saying, the mystery will unfold to me in diverse ways.
Yeah, definitely.
That's possible.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds accurate. And I was seeing like kind of like a cloud of like dark cloud. So I don't think it's really a bad thing. I think it's more just you clearing out what no longer serves you, like you were talking about before, on how you're releasing things. And I think that's that's a part of it. So old wounds, healing old wounds.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Christiana. That was great. Very unique. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling in. Take care.
Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Okay, next call is 312.
Hi, my name is Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, would you like a crystal ball reading?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. One second while I look. And your name is Brian, you said?
Yes.
I'm looking for a symbol right now. Okay, so I am seeing a man with a bow and arrow. And I'm hearing something about a target, like aim for the target. So that's what I'm hearing. It's like a goal or something you've been trying to accomplish, but you've been kind of missing the mark. And a spirit is wanting you to really focus your energy and, like, hit the target. Do you know what that means? What does that mean to you?
Oh, yes, I know what that means. I've been attracting the wrong jobs, or been finding myself going to the same type of jobs, dealing with the same type of people. And I recently was laid off. Because me and my boss, we wasn't a good fit. And so I've just been missing targets, trying to find the right job for me. But I'm in the process of transitioning from the job and trying to draw what I really want.
Yes, that makes sense. That fits then. I'd suggest to just keep trying to, like, gather your energy and really focus. And I don't really have time to get into specifics of how to do that, but I'm sure that you're wise and you know, like, I think you know what to do. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like you're working on manifesting and clearing out things like our previous caller. And do you have any questions for me that I can look into for you in the cards?
Sure. Does the card see me relocating to California?
Okay. We'll see what they say. We've got a shuffle really quick. Okay. Okay, so the first card is the Dragon Fruit Dragon, and it's talking about defense. I'm trying to look into it a little bit further. So they want you to protect your energetic field while you're trying to look for a job, and then while you move as well, relocate. It looks like you will be moving, and it looks like there's going to be a few bumps in the road, though. So as long as you protect your energetic field, then you should be okay. Like, create that bubble of white light around you and your home and everything to keep unwanted energies outside of it.
Okay.
And the second one I got was the Lemon Lime Dragon. And originally, it's a card of union, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling me that, you know, maybe you've been a little lonesome, perhaps. And it's just reflecting that. And then I got the Potato Dragon, and it's talking about support. So it's definitely important when you do move, because it looks like you will relocate there, that you look for support, that you reach out for support in a community of people with like-minded interests. And I was I hesitated to mention it because I wasn't sure, but I was hearing something about defensive magic. So I don't know if you practice magic or not, but I heard that, so I just wanted to throw that out there. Do you have any questions, or does it all make sense to you?
It certainly all makes sense to me.
Yeah, does it?
Oh, it does. It makes sense.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, yeah. I wish you well in your move.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Well, I'm kind of skipping all over the place here. So if I don't get your call today, I apologize. But I plan on being on again probably this coming weekend. Like Friday. Okay. Next caller, 954.
Yes, good evening. How are you, Christiana? Hello.
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. This is Mary. I would love to have a crystal reading.
Mary. All right, let me just look for a symbol here. Okay, so okay, I'll look for another one here because I'm not quite sure what it means. I don't do the best with names, but I see the initial T, T as in Tama, something or whatever, the initial T, or the letter T. So it could be someone that has passed on. That's just kind of saying, hey. But I'm going to look for one more symbol. I also see a heart, like a broken heart. So it's just telling me that you've been through a lot of loss and heartache in your life. And
yes.
It's definitely reflecting that. I'm trying to. Yeah, I see a lot of sorrow, like crying and just tough, you know. I think, though, I'm a firm believer that there's always hope. So just do your best to hold on to that hope through the ups and downs. And let's see if I can pick up anything else. I'm seeing something about, okay, like I hear something about wheels, and I hear something about like driving or being mobile.
Okay.
So that I, like I'm thinking this is a symbol to like get out more and interact with people more. Go to, like, the park, go bike riding, go walking, just where other people are. So, and I'm hearing the song, that one where they say, don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Sound of your own wheels.
Yeah,
drive you crazy.
So don't... try not to fixate on anything too much or, like, ruminate too much. They want you to, spirit wants you to, like, distract yourself, get out more. Is there, do you have any questions? Because I can look into the cards.
I do, and I'll tell you how accurate your reading is. I just got an email from a close friend out of town, and her first name starts with initial T. So I just pulled that up prior to the call. And you're correct about having a lot of heartache in my life. I have been through quite a bit, yes. The wheels and driving may relate to the question I have, because I had someone install an air conditioner in my car, and where I am, it's extremely hot. And it appeared to be working, and I paid them. And it turned out that it had a hole in it, and it leaked, and I kind of got scammed, and I can't get my money back. And that's the main reason I am out and about more driving, because of the heat. And I was going to ask if you see... if I'll be able to come up with somebody who'll do it for more reasonable, and I'll be able to get the money to get that in motion.
Okay, so basically someone that's affordable, if you'll be able to find that, to fix the air conditioning. Okay, let me shuffle the cards. Okay, 1 second. So, first card I got is the asparagus dragon, and it is in reverse, and it says consistent. So, I'm trying to look into this a little bit further. I'm just going to move on to the next card. It says avocado dragon, and it's asking, or they are asking you to be patient in this process. And it's telling you to gather. So, like, gather what money you can store away, what money you can save. I'm even hearing... possibly reaching out to somebody that could help fund it and pay for the air conditioning.
Get someone to help me too, a little bit.
Okay, so the cards are reflecting that. And that was the banana dragon, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I'm using the Garden Dragons deck, so they're fun. But yeah, definitely gather your resources together so you can get that fixed.
Right.
And it looks like you will.
Okay. Do you have a time frame or anything that you think this could be done?
I'm seeing the number 4. So I'm not the best with time frames. Yeah, I'm not the best with time frames, but that's either 4, could be 4 days, 4 weeks. I'm thinking it won't be long, though.
Okay, good. That would put the wheels in motion.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, that would be
you hit on some things right away. That's pretty good. And you'll be on again on Friday, will you?
Yes, around the same time.
Well, that's great. Okay, well, I'll look forward to hearing you soon. Thank you for the reading. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay. Next caller. And I wanted to apologize to everybody. I'm, like, breathing kind of hard. I'm having allergies, my nose and stuff, so that's why. Okay, next caller. Oh, and again, the show is for entertainment purposes only. So remember that I am not your doctor. I'm not your psychiatrist. I'm not your lawyer. I'm not your therapist. I cannot give advice that they would give. But I can give you insight from a spiritual viewpoint. Okay, so next caller, 404.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, this is Brittany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling just to... just the energy that's been around, just seeing why everybody have this certain tone towards me, and I want to know, is it really me or what's going on?
Okay, do you want a crystal ball reading or just cards?
I guess I can do... whatever you choose.
Okay, I'll just do both, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, so first I'm just going to look for a symbol, and then I'll look into your question a little bit further. Okay. One second. While. Sorry. Sometimes with it depends on the person, it'll take a little bit longer. Okay, so I'm seeing a tree. And it's like a tree that doesn't have many leaves on it. And it's like darker, and it's like the branches are spreading out really far, like kind of like veins would spread and connect to like other veins. So really tall, far-reaching branches.
Okay.
And this is telling me that yes to your question. And first of all, people should not be disrespecting you if they are, but a lot of it has to do with your energy of seeking that happiness from others to fulfill you when you have to find that within. And the tree is definitely kind of like a family tree. It's like connecting to others, which is fine, but Spirit wants you to connect to your true essence, your soul, and find that happiness and fulfillment from within and raise your vibration. Because it does look like you're struggling with some darker energy.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything.
Is that
call it bad or anything, but
is it within or is it around me?
I'd say it's like in your energetic field. So like, it's like around you. You're not bad. That's not what I'm saying. It's just you need to do some clearing work, like a a guided meditation. They have them on YouTube where you can clear away like negative or darker energies, and raise your vibration. So then you'll start attracting people that are like treat you with respect and kindness and all of that. So did that answer your question?
Yeah. Okay, because there was a friend, and it seems like he's just really directing this. I don't know. His name starts with a B. Can you see what is his problem?
A Diaz and, like, David? A D
like
as
in,
David?
D as in boy.
Oh, D as in boy. Okay. So you just want to know basically why he's acting like this towards you?
Yeah, it's very hostile.
Okay, so first card I got was a peanut butter dragon, and it's in reverse. And originally this card is about a companion when it's upright. But since it's in reverse, that is telling me that he is angry at... I don't even feel like it's really you. I feel like this is someone from his recent past or that he knows that has caused him a lot of anger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting that it's more of a generalized thing to where it's like kind of like anger at mostly all women right now.
Okay.
And some old wounds, ways, you know, he feels like he's been wronged before, and he's holding on to that, and he's, like, taking it out on you.
Mm-hmm.
I also have the goals card in reverse. So that's just telling me that he doesn't really know what he wants in life right now. Kind of lost right now. And then I get the health card in reverse, and this is the apple dragon, and that's just telling me that I'm seeing that something about his mental health.
Okay.
I can't really get too far into mental health because I'm not a therapist or a psychiatrist. But it does seem like he's struggling with some things on that level. Maybe some sadness, you know. I keep feeling that it's not about you. Even
okay.
though he's kind of making it seem like it's about you, it's really not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Can I say
I'm going to move on to the... Oh. I just give him some space. You don't have to just stay away from him. I mean, that's up to you, of course, but I just give him some space for a while, definitely. Let him sort through his own stuff.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I'll put you on the list if you'd like. Next caller. A56.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. What is your, do you want a crystal ball reading?
Sure.
And what is your name?
Rose Maria.
Hi. Okay. I thought you sounded familiar. Let's see. Takes a minute. Go 1 second. Okay. So, I don't really know if this is appropriate for air, but I'm just going to say it. I'm seeing, like, cannabis plant. Like the leaf of a cannabis plant. So, weed, basically. And like some people don't agree with it and using that sort of thing for like meditation and stuff, but I'm not against it, and what I'm hearing is that it could be definitely helpful in, as long as it's not abused, to use in meditation to like relax you and open your mind. I know that's kind of different, but I have to be careful what I say since I'm on air. But I think the like I should say it from the standpoint of the spirit of the plant can definitely help you to meditate. But that you're an adult, that, you know, it's completely up to you what you do or do not do with that information. Do you have any questions that I could look into the cards for you?
I guess relationship or a newer job, either one.
Okay. Can you pick one?
I guess long-term relationship that's coming in this month or...
Okay. 1 second. So the first card is the Strawberry Dragon, and they're talking about celebration. It's like an accomplishment or a milestone that you've just reached, and they're like saying you should be celebrating. Do you know what that is?
I don't think so. I don't know if he's going to reach out to me. Someone I know.
Okay. Well, they're also saying, like, it's important for you to recognize when you do succeed at something, it doesn't have to be like a big thing. It could be as simple as like celebrating the little things, like going on a walk or taking care of yourself or whatever, anything good or healthy. A second card is resilience. So I hear keep pushing on or something like that. Keep pushing forward and that you're very resilient. And then I got the all the children, and the thing that you, it's originally a card that says guarded, but in reverse it's saying that, like right now you have an open heart, and because of that, that's telling you that you're going to meet somebody. But it's going to, it looks like, you really gotta decide what it is that you want and don't want in a partner, and get very specific to like the universe, to let the universe know what you do and do not want. Well, I take that back. What you do want, focus on what you do want, and that should bring in the right partner for you. And as far as the time frame, that's the number two. So, like, it could be 2 months before you meet this person. Does number two have any significance to you?
I have two kids around me.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking like 2 months, so definitely soon you'll meet someone. But it looks like you're going to have a few, you know, significant others that are just like not super long term. And then after that, like the third time's a charm, you're going to meet somebody that is really going to be the one for you that you can stay with. So, I wouldn't focus too much on the time. Just focus on, like, getting out there and meeting new people and not giving up. You know? You don't want to give up. So, keep...
Yeah, pretty much.
What's that?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, just try to stay positive about it, and I think things will work out for you, even though it's been a long haul and you've been searching for a while. Sometimes it can just take a while, so just hang in there.
Cool. Nobody I know that. Cool.
No, this is someone new.
Got it. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for calling in. You can listen or do whatever. Let's see. Let's see if I've taken this caller. Nine 954, have I taken your call?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, I took your call already?
No, I haven't called. I was like one of the first callers, but I guess. How are you?
Oh, sorry. I was kind of jumping around. I got unorganized.
That's okay. That's fine. But that's fine. No problem.
Yeah. What is your name, and would you like me to look into the crystal ball?
Yeah. My name is Sharon.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Let's see. 1 second. I'm seeing birds. I'm seeing two birds on a branch facing each other. And I see like a little heart. So if you're not with somebody right now, then that means you will be soon. And love birds, you know, is what I'm seeing. And lots of romance and just affection. It looks like a lot of fun to me, and very, like, warm and tender. So, yeah, that's definitely something positive. Yeah. Do you have any questions for me for the cards?
I was in a relationship, and I just wanted to know do you see me rekindling that relationship or moving forward with someone new, or the gentleman's initial is a B? The first name is with an M.
Okay. The first initial is an M. Okay. I'm seeing someone in my mind's eye that you've already known. So I'm seeing like a rekindling of a relationship and a romance. Is that something that you'd even consider, or?
Yeah, well, you know, I would consider it. I just don't know if it's going to happen. But could you do the cards, or?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you just want to know if you're going to find love.
Either that or move forward.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle one more time. Okay, so first card I got was a mushroom dragon. It's in reverse. So it's an illusion card. So that's just telling me that you're seeing things clearly right now. You're seeing things and you're seeing people for what they are. And then I got moderation, the starfruit dragon, and it's talking about moderation. So there's some kind of overindulgence in a certain area of your life. I'm not going to point it out, but I'm guessing that you know what that is. And then I got the dragon fruit dragon, and it's in reverse, and this is the defense card. So it's telling me that you need to protect yourself in your field, your energetic field, when meeting new people. And then I got the stealth card. It's the gooseberry dragon. Stealth. I see someone like covered in a shawl, like a cloth or sheet or something, and it's like darker, and it's like you're protecting yourself, and you're kind of on stealth mode. So, but as far as the romantic partner, I was seeing someone that you have known before and that you're going to be with. And this looks like it's going to be pretty quickly, like this summer. So it just looks like you've known them, and it doesn't necessarily mean that in this life, but it's in a past life, I'm thinking that you've known them. So, and there is also potential to reconnect with your ex, but of course that's entirely up to you. I'd suggest, you know, letting go and moving forward and focusing on this new person that's going to come into your life and the lovebird connection. I hear something about turtle doves. Have you ever heard of turtle doves?
I've heard of them, but I don't know what they are. I'm not sure.
I don't quite remember, but what I'm hearing is that they, like, stay together, like, for a lifetime. So it looks like this is going to be, like, a serious partner.
And it's someone that I know from this life, or?
No, I'm thinking, actually, I'm thinking it's a past life. But I said that I got it a little mixed up, but I did say that it's still possible to reconnect with your ex if that's what you wanted. But, yeah, the new person would be from a past life.
That's interesting. Wow. Well, wow. Yeah. Thank you so much. What great insight. I really appreciate it, especially with the shawl and everything. That makes total sense. Thank you.
Yeah,
really excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
I'll take care. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. Okay. Oh, we're having a lot of drop calls, unfortunately, and I apologize if you happen to hear this later or you know that if I haven't gotten to you. I'm jumping around. I'm not going in order from first caller to last, so not in specific order. Kind of jumping around. Okay, so I'm going to go over these numbers again and see if I've talked to you yet. 509. Have I taken your call?
No, not yet.
I haven't?
No.
Okay. So I just need your name, and do you want a crystal ball reading?
Sure. My name is Erica.
Okay. Erica. I just kind of say people's names so I can tune in. I'm looking for a symbol. Okay, so I saw a trident. Have you ever heard of, I think he's a Greek god, Poseidon. I'm hearing something about, they're showing me him, and they're showing me his trident. So it kind of looks like it's gold, it has three prongs, and it's really a big, really big, like a staff, but big. And they're talking about water, how water is, like, really essential to you for balance and, like, serenity and spiritual alignment. So that is what I'm seeing. Do you have any connection to the water or...
I recently learned how to swim, so, like, that was a goal of mine. I just never really cared to swim, especially because the water is cold. But I decided that that's like a new goal that I set myself for this year, and I accomplished it. So I do go swimming often now and just like hang out in the jacuzzi and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like saying that you're like master, that you've mastered it, like the queen of the sea or something, with your trident. That's really neat. Okay, do you have any questions that I can look into in the cards?
Well, I just wanted to know if you see like a new partner for me and what that person is like.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards. Okay. So I'm seeing here that you are going to meet somebody new. I'm seeing someone that's tall and thin, or lean, I should say, like athletically built. I see first the radish dragon. And this is talking about growth. So it's like recently, like you've grown a lot spiritually and just in really in all areas of your life. And I'm hearing the word praise. So there's like praise from spirit to you. And then I get the honeydew dragon. And this is talking about gratitude. And with gratitude, I'm looking into this a little bit further. With gratitude, you manifest what you desire. So keep practicing gratitude. And plus, it makes you feel good. And then I get the pepper dragon and the versatile. I feel this is for this man that you're going to meet, and I'm hearing it's going to be, like, in the fall, probably September, October, somewhere around there, and it's a pepper dragon, so there's a lot of fire associated with this person, so I would say not literal fire, of course, but like passion, very passionate person, more on the emotional side, but really, I hear intense, very romantic. So, and I'm also seeing like smoke, so in the card, so he's going to have a lot of great things to say. you know how a dragon breathes fire? It's fire and smoke. I'm just feeling like that's going to be like romantic words, romantic gestures, stuff like that. Seems like a lot of fun. A really fun guy. And like I said, very passionate and fiery. I see dark hair, brown eyes.
Wow, that's cool. I'm a fire sign, so maybe he's a fire sign too. You know?
Yeah, I did want to caution you, though, because I felt like there was, might be some clashing, some arguing. So just be careful to try to not get into arguments because you're both passionate people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like.
Thank you. Yep, thank you.
Take care. Okay. 929, have I taken your call?
No, you haven't. How are you?
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from New York.
Hello. Would you like a crystal ball reading?
Yeah.
Okay. One second. And you said your name's Terry?
Yes.
One second. Okay, so I see a person, I'm thinking this is you, with like a hand outstretched to the heavens or the sky, and I see like a cloud. It's like a white cloud, though. And it's like an encouraging symbol for you to reach out to spirit or your higher power. And if you're already doing that, to continue doing that, continue connecting and to not lose faith, like, through adversity in your life. So it's like, keep doing it. It's very good for you spiritually. And I get that sounds like you're a spiritual person. And it's important that you stay connected and balanced.
I agree, yes.
And do you have any questions for the cards?
Yeah. Do you see a move happening by the end of the summer or me signing a lease?
A move? Okay.
Yeah, a move.
One second.
Or if I don't move, I'll find a lease by the end of the summer.
But, okay, so you're looking to move, though. That's what you want?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just going to shuffle a few times. Cards are jumping out of my hands. Okay. Got three cards. I'll give you four cards. Okay. So automatically the first card is the Lucky Clover Dragon, like the four-leaf clover, luck. And that is telling me that, yes, that you will move. You'll get the place that you want. It's going to be the right place for you. And mm-hmm. It's basically saying that whatever you want, whatever you set your mind to, you can achieve.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You've
always been ambitious.
In yourself. Huh?
I've always been ambitious. Always been.
Well, it's definitely reflecting that. So, and two, a cool thing you could do is, like, find a picture of a four-leaf clover and, like, stick it on your fridge or something. Print it off the internet, stick it on your fridge, and that'll just remind you that you have that good luck and the prosperity and abundance. And then I got the Onion Dragon, and it's telling me to release things from the past and from your old, like it's, they're saying something about from your old life and step into the new, kind of like
okay.
How a snake sheds its skin. And this has to do with you spiritually as well as moving. And then I got the tomato dragon, and it's saying to shine. And I just see you, like, glowing with light beams coming out of you, like the sun, and to, like, share that with other people. Yeah. And they also want you to be patient in this process.
Okay.
Like that's the avocado dragon. The cards make me laugh sometimes, but they want you to be patient. Did I answer your question?
Yes, ma'am. That was one of the best readings I had in a long time. I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to get a picture of the four-leaf clover and stick it on my refrigerator. I'll stick it where I can see it every day. And everything that you just said to me, I will write it out. And I will keep it with me, post it on the wall so that I can remember that I'm on the right track.
Okay, that's great. That makes me happy. All right. Well, you take care and you have a good night.
Okay, good night. Bye.
Bye. Okay, 904, have I taken your call?
No.
Okay. What is your name and would you like a crystal ball reading?
Stacy, and yes, please.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, there must be like a mermaid theme today or something, but I see a mermaid, a female mermaid, and they're talking about the depths of the sea. So, and at the bottom of the sea, it's dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
And don't equate that with evil or bad or anything like that. It's just, this. They're talking about shadow work, addressing, shedding light on your shadow, basically the stuff that you have repressed from the past. They want you to expose that, journal about it, you know, maybe even do some art surrounding it and release it. So that is the message there. And what else? I feel like there's something else. Just like the other person I talked to, I also suggest staying close to the water, being by a body of water, or going swimming to, like, rejuvenate and balance yourself spiritually. Because water is very healing and soothing. So that's what I got for the crystal ball reading. Do you want a card reading as well? Do you have a question?
Yes, please. What do you see coming out in regards to employment or finances? Either one.
Okay, can you pick one?
Finances.
Finances. Just going to shuffle real quick. Shuffle one more time. Wow, you have these cards just popping out everywhere. Okay. Trying three cards. I'll do four. Sure. Okay, so first card I am getting is the coffee dragon. And this card is all about energy.
Oh, hold on.
getting texted by somebody, of course. But yeah, coffee dragon and energy. So that's just telling me that by nature, you're an energetic person, even though you may feel tired certain days. You got the energy and drive to, like, accomplish your goals. Finances, though, you asked about. Okay. Then I got the squash dragon, and it's talking about opinions, but it's reversed, so they're just saying that you're, like, an open-minded person. Broccoli dragon, place. So I'm seeing a job that's like an office environment, cubicle type of job. Is that in your field, or is that something you wouldn't do?
I would rather not. I like being outdoorsy, but I could do an office, but not all day, you know.
Okay. Sometimes things are symbolic, so it's my job to interpret what they mean, but I'm just letting you know that that's what I saw as, like, a cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a job. And then I get the success card in reverse. It's just telling me that you've been having a little bit of trouble, kind of feeling defeated surrounding employment, but like I was saying earlier, it does look like you're going to get, like, an office job. And then I see like, water around you. So I don't know, that could possibly mean, like, some kind of job by the water.
Oh.
Let's see if I can dig a little bit more. That's all I'm getting. This job is going to be near the water, and I see you, like, during, like, break time being by the water, regenerating.
Oh, okay.
But I'm also hearing something about taking more than one job. Maybe, like, part-time jobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any questions, like, clarification that you need?
How soon do you see that coming up?
This is going to be within, like, a month or two.
Okay.
It's probably less than 2 months.
Okay.
Well, that was your
meeting
today. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Mhm.
Take care. Okay. And three, four, seven.
Hello.
Hi, have I taken your call?
Hello? No.
Hi, have I taken your call? Okay.
No.
Your name, please, and do you want a crystal ball reading?
My name is Linda, calling from New York, and yes.
Okay. 1 second, I'm looking for a symbol. Okay, so obviously that today there's a theme with water for some reason. I'm seeing water, lots of water, and bubbles, like little tiny bubbles floating up in the water. And then I'm hearing underwater Do you feel overwhelmed by something right now in your life? Hello?
No, I don't. Actually, sometimes, yeah.
Okay, well, it's just saying that you feel that. It doesn't have to be all the time, but... And, you know, later on you might realize that it means something to you, something other than feeling overwhelmed by things. Do you have any questions for the cards, or a question, I should say?
I've been feeling like a little overwhelmed because I'm trying to get my place, and it's a little tough and kind of hard. So I want to know if you think about, like, a place coming in.
Getting a place?
Yes.
Okay. One second. Just shuffling. Okay, so first card I got for you was the Blueberry Dragon. And they're talking about goals. They want you to get specific on your goals and state exactly what you want to the universe about this place that you want to get, like down to the details. And then I got the Potato Dragon. It's in reverse. It's the support card. That's just saying that you have a lack of support right now. And because of that, that probably has a lot to do with why it's been a challenging situation. Excuse me. So definitely I would start looking for a community of people that share like-minded interests to get that support. And then I got the Onion Dragon. And it's a release card, but it's in reverse, so it's just telling you that you're holding on to things that you shouldn't be holding on to, like energetically, like things from your past that you need to release. Traumas. I hear emotional traumas. And this will be able to help you to step into your new life, a new chapter in your life, and this place, and it looks like you will get a place. I'm hearing that it's going to be a while. I heard like a year or a little under a year, but again, I'm time frames are really not my specialty, but I did hear a year. So... it looks like you will get the place that you desire as long as you're specific about what you want. You have any questions about any of that?
Yeah. Is it like 6 months or something like that?
I was getting more around eight-ish, eight, maybe 9 months. So like a year, 1 year to a little under a year. So like 8, 9 months.
Oh, okay. Because I've been trying to get like this voucher. You see the voucher coming in soon?
Do I see what?
Like a voucher for an appointment.
Oh, a voucher. I'm not sure about the voucher, but I did hear something about that this place would be affordable. So I'm assuming that that would indicate that, yes, you know, my reasoning says that, yes, you will, because I did hear something about that it being affordable. All right, well, I thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold to listen. That was your reading for today. I have to go on to the next caller, and just want everybody to know that there are 6 minutes left to the show, so I only have time for one more caller. And let's see, 305.
Well, thank you.
Have
so
I
much.
Taken your call yet?
My name is Deanna, and I'm going to put you in loudspeaker so you could hear me better. Thank you. Christian, I really identify with your name because it means sweetness, right?
Sweetness. I'm asking my mom. Ladusa means the sweet, I believe. Yes.
Yeah.
The
so
sweet
right
or the soft.
Sweetness and softness, yeah. So I thought, let me give you a call because I definitely need a reading, and I'm going through many difficult things, and I was wondering if you could do something general for me.
General? Do you want a crystal ball or the cards or both?
Whatever you think.
Let's see. I think I'm drawing the cards for you. So general. I'll look into
that. Thank you.
And can you repeat your name?
Deanna.
One second. Just drawing the cards. Okay. So the first card I got was the Peach Dragon, and it's talking about vulnerability. So that's saying that you are capable of making yourself vulnerable and to be a compassionate and person and to have empathy for others. So that is what I'm seeing in that card, that you embody this. And sometimes people think being vulnerable is bad, but it really can be a beautiful thing when you're open and you have an open heart like that. And then Corn Dragon, I get something about friends, but it's in reverse. That's just indicating some isolation that you're dealing with. And definitely important to seek out community and people that you can relate to. And then I get the Watermelon Dragon. It's talking about success. And I'm hearing the word end of water. There's something that you have been working on diligently, and they're saying that you're going to be successful at it. And I'm feeling that it has something to do surrounding some kind of work or like project related to a career.
I wasn't very clear on that. I think you said something about that I am vulnerable and approachable, and then you said that friends sort of distance themselves and I'm isolating a little bit, and then the other one was something about water and work.
No, I didn't say anything about water. The first card is about vulnerability, and I was saying that you're a vulnerable person, you're compassionate, you have empathy for others, you embody that. And then I got another card that's a little different. It's talking about you need to socialize more. Then I got the Watermelon Dragon, and that's for success. It's the success card, and it's telling me that there's a project either that you have been working on or you will work on, and you're going to be successful at it. And then I hear something about that you would be great at writing, like a book or books, because of your compassion and your insight and empathy. And empathy, that you'd be great as an author.
Thank you for that. I'm very afraid of writing because writing can influence many people that one never gets to meet. And I wouldn't want to be, a mistaken influence.
I don't think you would be. I think you'd be very, very successful at it. But I do have to let you go. The show is about to end, so thank you so much for calling in, everybody. And once again, in the description box for Blog Talk, there's my website. It'll lead you to the blog, but just go to the home page or the contact page, contact me. And I also posted the link for Facebook. That's the best place to reach me is on Facebook. Okay, everybody, you take care. Have a blessed evening, and I will be back by Friday around the same time. Take care.